Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 19th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. The European Court of Justice ruled that Airbnb does not require an estate agent's license to operate in France, classifying the company as an information society service rather than a real estate agency. The ruling rejected claims brought by the Association for Professional Tourism and Accommodation back in 2015 that Airbnb faced the same accounting, insurance, and financial obligations as a broker. The court found that an essential feature of Airbnb was maintaining structured lists to act as an intermediation service and facilitate contracts between hosts and guests. PayPal announced it closed on a 70% equity stake in GoPay, making it the first foreign payment platform to provide online payments in China. The deal was approved by the People's Bank of China back on September 30th. GoPay offers both online and mobile payment systems with products for e-commerce, cross-border commerce, and tourism. In an interview with Reuters, Libra Association board member Patrick Ellis said of the launch of the Libra cryptocurrency, "The association has no strategy set in stone for the markets or the product or how it will actually get rolled out." The association had originally planned for a June 2020 release, but regulatory scrutiny could see that launch delayed. While all members of the Libra Association have pledged to contribute $10 million to be part of the Libra Association network and run a node, Ellis said that only Facebook has contributed funds to date. Contributions by other members are on track to begin in the first half of 2020. Uber announced it plans to expand its temporary staffing service Uber Works to Miami after testing the service initially in Chicago. Initial trials were mostly focused on workers from traditional staffing agencies using Uber's technology platform as a backend to connect workers with jobs. According to CEO of Uber Works, Andriy Liskovich, the company also plans to start recruiting from its driver pool as well. Uber plans to expand Uber Works to several cities throughout 2020. Facebook confirmed they acquired the Spanish cloud gaming company PlayGiga for a reported 70 million euros. PlayGiga offers cloud gaming service in Italy, Argentina, Chile, and Spain, with announced plans to expand into the Middle East and running proof-of-concept tests in Sweden, Austria, the Netherlands, and Guatemala. The company offered a 300-game catalog from publishers like Warner Brothers, Disney, and Sega. In an interview with Frandroid, Huawei consumer head Richard Yu said that the company plans to release an improved version of the Mate X foldable device in 2020 with a better hinge, tougher screen, and faster processor. He also announced that Huawei plans to bring the current generation Mate X to European markets in Q1 2020. ShareNow, the ride-sharing service, formerly known as Car2Go and owned by Daimler and BMW, says it's leaving North America to focus on the European market and will cease service on February 29, 2020. Happy leap year. ShareNow currently operates in New York City, Montreal, Seattle, Washington, D.C., and Vancouver. Spotify is testing a way to see what your friends have been listening to called Taste Buds. App researcher Jane Manchin Wong found code referring to Taste Buds in the web version of Spotify. Taste Buds would show up alongside the library and home sections. In the Taste Buds section, users can tap on the pen icon to search the people you follow and see what they've been playing most. Netflix released 371 new TV shows and movies in the U.S. this year, according to data from Variety Insight, an increase of 54.6% over 2018. Variety also points out that this is more original series than the entire U.S. TV industry released back in 2005. The number includes documentaries, adult animation, unscripted TV shows, comedy, drama, news, and talk, but not content targeted for kids. Google resumed the rollout of Chrome 79 for Android after issuing a fix to the bug that made data inaccessible for some apps that use the WebView framework. Google says the fix will make its way to devices within a week and make that data visible again. And finally, TiVo announced it will merge with the technology licensing company Xperi in an all-stock deal worth $3 billion. The merged company will keep the Xperi name and sell entertainment services under the TiVo brand. The company will hold over 10,000 technology patents and patent applications and plans to integrate TiVo's aggregation, discovery, and recommendation technology into Xperi's portfolio of home, automotive, and mobile ecosystems. Previously, TiVo had planned to split its product and patent licensing businesses by April 2020. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.